I am convinced that it's rather important in life to finally discover what is it that makes a person happy. Now, I happen to like good books, old classic movies, music of almost any kind, and I have to say music regularly gives me a large measure of happiness, especially our cathedral choir. The Fighting Irish, when they win a game, rather a rare occasion in recent years, clearly also makes me very happy. I have also been known to enjoy a scotch on the rocks and a good meal. I love the four seasons of the year, even winter. So living in the Midwest does make me happy. Certainly the company of friends makes me very happy. And I truly love being a priest. I love the Diocese of Peoria. And both of these realities I count as great blessings, because both make me, basically, a happy man. But, of course, there must be an underlying reality that is the source, the basis for all true happiness that you and I will ever know. That ground of being for all blessing and happiness is, of course, the experience of God's love. How did the great St. Augustine phrase it? My heart was restless until it rested in you, O Lord. God made us for himself. His love is behind all other love. We were created and then redeemed for beatitude, for the boundless bliss of God's great love. Christianity's moral code, all the do's and don'ts, has been given to us by God, actually, to prepare a people to know bliss. So if we want to be happy, if we want to be blessed, we must love God first, and then be self-giving in loving our neighbor. Jesus himself is the model for a life based on the Beatitudes. From the poverty of the crib to the glory of the cross, Jesus trusted completely in the great goodness of his Father. He teaches all those who would follow him to have that same kind of total dependence upon God for our beatitude, our blessedness. But in this world, we Christians are supposed to be, after all, poor in spirit, so that God can enrich us with all the blessings of his kingdom. We are supposed to be hungry for God, so that God can fill us up with the fullness of his love and mercy. And I hardly need say this to a cathedral that has so many people who care for the sick. Christians are supposed to notice the pain and suffering of other people. But we are called actually even to be happy when the world persecutes us, precisely because we stand for some things, and our loyalty must be to the Lord. Jesus promises that he will reward that loyalty with all the happiness of the saints and with all that glory that was once given to the prophets of old. But God, who is perfect justice, will also have to judge those who reject his grace. Or perhaps a better way of putting it is that those who reject beatitude, who create their lives and their entire reality in isolation from God and in isolation from their neighbor, they really punish themselves with woe. So the secret of all human happiness is announced in the Christian gospel. And after 20 centuries, it really should not be a secret for any of us. Today's appointed gospel, according to Luke, gives us the heart of the good news. Now, you probably have noticed Matthew's version of the Beatitudes comes in the Sermon on the Mount. But Luke gives his four Beatitudes on a level stretch of land where a large crowd had gathered from all Judea and from Jerusalem and even from the Gentile regions. Jesus uses this important gathering to give his people his new law, his new Torah, his proclamation of good news. Both Matthew and Luke, however, despite those slight differences, agree completely about the meaning of the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are blessings. They praise and thank God for his great goodness to those who are God's own little ones, willing to depend not on our own virtue and strength, but rather on a loving relationship with our good God. And there is promise and challenge in those Beatitudes. Listen again to the words of the prophet Jeremiah from today's first reading. Blessed is that man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted near running water. He fears not the heat. When it comes, its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still bears fruit. But like the evangelist Luke, the prophet Jeremiah also predicts woes rather than blessings for those who will not trust in God. The prophet proclaims, cursed is that man who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a wasteland in the parched places of the earth. We are always, I think, confronted by challenging choices whenever we hear the two-edged sword, which is the Word of God. So we are challenged this morning. Do we want to build our lives around blessing and beatitude? Or do we want to depend upon our own self-righteousness, our own riches? As Christians, we say we are strengthened by the cross of Christ and by his rising from the dead, not on the praise and approbation of this world. St. Paul teaches us in today's second reading, Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of all those who have fallen asleep. As Christian believers, this should be the pivotal event of our existence, that the Lord has conquered sin and death. This should change everything about us, what we believe, how we live, and especially the way we treat one another. There is endless blessing. The Greek New Testament word is makarios, beatitude, in putting our faith in God. But there is sadness and woe in rejecting good news. So, at this Mass, as we gather together to thank God for those who serve us in health care, to thank those who assist us in our Sunday worship, Sunday after Sunday, we are challenged to remember to be good to one another. If we want God to love us and forgive us and console us, we have to learn how to love, forgive, and console our neighbor. Doing good simply is a blessing. Doing good is what makes us happy. And if we want to receive all the blessing promised in the Eucharist, we must try to live the gospel of love. We who are fed by the bread that has come down from heaven need to live the life of heaven right now, even at this moment on this earth. Jesus Christ is the Lord of bliss, who heals and restores all that is broken in the human heart and soul. The gospel way of life really works. Doing good is a blessing for us. Fed by God, we can accomplish enormous blessing for his kingdom. Led by him, strengthened by him, we can live the Beatitudes and avoid the woes.